This is the Schnitt Show.
I welcome you back. It is hour three here on Schnitt. And still, too much to cram into the final hour, so I'm going to have to pick and choose what interests me. All right, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. Obviously, if you've listened to hours one and two, we've covered a lot of ground here. The immigration issue continues. We just had a whole bunch of U.S. senators down near the border speaking a short time ago. And I'm talking about U.S. Republican senators at our border. We also have numerous Democrats that are also saying we've got a crisis here. And we do. It is a crisis. We have an absolute crisis. Yeah, I see that Ted Cruz, who I think Ted Cruz has had some missteps lately. But Ted Cruz is getting mocked for a video that he shot. Yeah, he's getting mocked on social media, on Twitter. Why? Well, let's listen. And Ted Cruz certainly is not a well-liked individual. You know, even on his side of the aisle, on my side of the aisle as well, even on the right, on the Republican side, Ted Cruz is not a universally beloved individual. Well, here's the latest audio. Ted Cruz is getting a bit shredded after he tweeted video of smugglers on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. And he got Ted Cruz is kind of in the weeds. But he is rightfully showing these coyotes, these smugglers, and they bring these Mexicans or Guatemalans or Hondurans, they bring them over on these like Zodiac rafts. They take them from the Mexican side to the U.S. side. They hit the land and they run. They do this with absolute impunity. And they're making a lot of money. In many cases, they're making thousands of dollars per human body, per event. You put 12 folks in a raft, you know, and you're charging $1,000, $2,000 or more. Do the math. Ted Cruz tweeting video of these coyotes, these smugglers, bringing people over. Oh, and they flaunt it. They flout border protection. They flaunt. They catcall. They make obnoxious noises, because they know that sometimes they're turned away, but a lot of times they get right through. And earlier today, Ted Cruz tweeted a video of what he claimed were smugglers shouting across the Rio Grande. You know, her name is Rio, and she dances in the sand. Here's the audio. This is Ted Cruz. This was released on his Twitter feed earlier today. Listen.
The other side of the river, we have been listening to and seeing cartel members, human traffickers, right on the other side of the river, waving flashlights, yelling and taunting Americans, taunting the Border Patrol, because they know that under the current policy of the Biden administration, they can flood over here. They're getting paid $4,000 or $5,000 a person to smuggle them into this country.
Yeah, that's Mexican. You can see there's three smugglers right there standing on the Mexican side, looking at us. They've been shining their flashlights at us. They're yelling at us.
Ted Cruz, and he's not incorrect. Ted Cruz is right here, whether you like Ted Cruz or not. Ted Cruz is right. The coyotes, the smugglers, these human traffickers, they do taunt. You know, numbers on average, $2,000. Ted Cruz talking about $4,000 or $5,000. I've heard the same thing. You know, it could go as high. I think you have some of these coyotes that, you know, they, you shop around for the best deal. to break into the United States. That's what you do. Yeah, you go shopping. You go on the internet, find the best deal. You know, see if Jose is undercutting Jorge on, you know, getting you smuggled into the United States. Pile you on a raft and bring you over. Yeah, that's a good point. Andrew, my engineer, he wants to know if there's any kind of a Groupon deal. That's funny. Yeah, any kind of a Groupon deal to get smuggled into the United States. And then, do I have this over here? There's a terrible story. Here, let me see if I can find this. 9-year-old girl drowned. Let me see if I can find this. Do I have this handy? Yeah, what'd I do with that story? I thought I had it around here. Hang on a minute. What'd I do with that thing? Yeah, I don't see. I can look it up here quickly. Or is it over here? No, it's not over. What'd I do with that thing? Yeah, there's a story of a 9-year-old that drowned. I had it earlier, and I can't find it now. Let me see if I can dig this thing up. Yeah, the immigration crisis continues. And we now have the story of a 9-year-old kid has drowned. A Mexican child, a 9-year-old, has drowned trying to enter the United States. This is from Yahoo News. A 9-year-old Mexican child died while trying to cross the Rio Grande River into the United States, according to the Border Patrol, today, Friday, amid this surge in migrants looking to enter the United States. Yeah, the child was found together with a Guatemalan woman and her 3-year-old, all unconscious, stranded on an island in the middle of the river. Island, a sandbar, I don't know. Agents found the individuals and immediately began administering first aid while transporting the migrants to shore. According to a statement from Border Patrol, we don't know the gender. I thought I saw a girl. I thought I saw another report that said it was a girl. This report is saying that it was a 9-year-old. Don't know the gender. The woman and the 3-year-old, they regained consciousness, but the 9-year-old could not be revived. Dead. So Joe Biden, the border policy and this belief that these Northern Triangle migrants, mostly from Honduras, also many from Mexico and Guatemala, you're sending the message, come on down, the borders are open. And look what's happening here. You know, we had the, 13 or 15 that were killed in that car crash in Imperial County, in the Imperial Valley, in California. We had that SUV. It was an old 1998 Ford Expedition that had 25, 26, 27, whatever the final count was, people crammed into that vehicle. All of the seats were removed except for the driver's seat and the passenger seat up front. The rest of it was a hollowed-out shell, and they crammed 20-something people, 25 people in that vehicle. And then it pulled out in front of a rock hauler just north of the Mexico-U.S. border. Rock hauler T-boned that thing, wrapped that vehicle around the front end. The vehicle looked like the letter V after being T-boned by this heavy rock hauler. That was a hole in the fence. They drove that Ford Expedition with those people, 13, 15 dead, whatever the final number was. They drove through a hole in the fence. And, of course, we don't need a wall. No, no, no. Hole in the fence. You're not going to have a hole in a wall. And, of course, the Biden administration, they stopped building the wall. Now we have a 9-year-old dead. Hey, Joe. Hey, President Biden. How does that make you feel? The message that is perceived and received by these individuals trying to come to this country is that the Biden administration is kinder and gentler and come on down. And then Joe Biden makes statements like, don't come, until we have things better organized. There was an audio bite I played a week ago or 10 days ago of Joe Biden saying, yes, don't come. And essentially, we're working on things. We'll let you know when you can come and flood the border. No, do not come. Yeah, so I did mention, yeah, the Yahoo story said that it was a 9-year-old. They didn't know the gender. And then I did mention, yeah, that it was a girl. Yeah, because I had seen elsewhere earlier today that it was a 9-year-old girl that drowned. And again, this is at the encouragement, essentially, the policy. The administration certainly not doing enough to really send the message. Do not try to come to the United States. We're not going to let you in. Now we have a 9-year-old dead. We've got 16,000 kids. 16,000 kids now in our custody. My God, 16,000. And that doesn't count all of the adults. That's just the minors. We've got a 16,000 illegal alien kid daycare center going on. Insane. All right, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. That's how you get in. Comments, questions, anything that you think I've missed today, anything new you want to bring to the table, 800-801-8999 here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999, and the Schnitt Show rolls on.
This is the Schnitt Show.
Hey, got some good news for you. Hey, you ready for some COVID-19 pandemic good news? If you spent a whole bunch of money on masks and hand sanitizer, guess what? Yeah, those items are tax write-offs, according to the IRS. Yeah. Face masks and hand sanitizers and disinfectant wipes can all qualify as medical expenses for tax deductions, or can be paid with money from tax-advantaged health accounts. This was announced earlier today by the IRS, so this will be pertinent for your 2020 tax return, which, by the way, the filing deadline date has been pushed back, as you know. It was April 15th, which is typical. Last year was pushed to July 15th because of the middle of the pandemic situation. And then this year, the tax filing has been pushed a month back, actually a little more than a month, because the month, if you take April 15th and you go a month to May, that would have been a weekend. So it goes to the next business day. So you now, instead of an April 15th deadline, you have a May 17th deadline. So you get an extra month or so. And now we find out as of today that the purchase of personal protective equipment, PPE, masks, hand sanitizers, sanitizing wipes, for the purpose of preventing the spread of coronavirus are deductible medical expenses, and taxpayers can qualify for a deduction if they have medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of their adjusted gross income, and then they itemize all this on their tax returns. Can apologize if you hear me go or cough a little bit. Pollen time, yeah, here in Florida, just getting nailed with pollen now. And I usually don't have an issue. Just this year, I guess the pollen count is just off the charts. So it's definitely affecting me. Yeah, I mean, as I look at the number here, taxpayers qualifying for the deduction if they have medical expenses that exceed 0.5% of their adjusted gross income. That's a lot of money, actually. Yeah. But does that include all medical expenses? So is it all medical expenses, and then you get to lump on your PPE on top of that? You know, the IRS will have an online tool to calculate whether you can deduct medical expenses, is according to Bloomberg. Yeah, so let's, here's a little more. I'm looking at the IRS notification here. The addition of masks and hand sanitizers adds to the long list of medical costs that can come with tax benefits, payments for false teeth, reading or prescription glasses, contact lenses, hearing aids, crutches, wheelchairs, all count toward the write-off and can also be paid for by, you know, those tax-advantaged health accounts. So that's good news. You know, I also saw that you had a bunch of hand sanitizers that are being warned about. I don't know if you saw this. Yeah, I got to grab this list. There is a whole list of hand sanitizers. Remember what happened? When COVID hit, we had the run on items like Clorox wipes and alcohol wipes and Purell wiped off the shelves, you know, not to mention toilet paper and, you know, cans of corn as well. So we had the run on a bunch of these items. And everyone and their grandma tried to make hand sanitizer. And you had a bunch of this hand sanitizer coming in from China, or you had some places here in the country, in the U.S., try to nail out hand sanitizer. Guess what? Some of these hand sanitizers contain a nasty chemical known to cause cancer. And I've got a brand name list next. Hold on, back in a minute.
This is the Schnitt Show. Click on the Schnitt List every day at schnittshow.com.
You know what else is beginning to make a comeback noise-wise? And that is this notion of taxing you by the mile. Yeah, driving your vehicle and taxing you by the mile. All right, we'll explain coming up in just a bit. Final half hour here on Schnitt on this Friday as we're getting ready to wrap up the week. I mentioned right before the break this story about hand sanitizers. And the fact is that many companies rushed to make hand sanitizers. And a lot of them came from China. Some of these were U.S. manufactured. But we have a warning from the feds that some of these hand sanitizers contain a carcinogen, a chemical that is well known to cause cancer. And the chemical, you've heard of this, benzene. Alarming findings. 17% of the samples detected benzene. 8% of the samples contained benzene amounts higher than the temporary limit for the Food and Drug Administration and their guidelines. And I guess they changed some things temporarily because of the need to get hand sanitizer to the market. I don't know why you'd relax, you know, guidelines on some of the things that can be in or in what quantities these chemicals can be in these sanitizers. But, oh, my God, you look at this. The majority of the problematic products were made in the U.S. or China and were gels, hand sanitizing gels. I'm going to give you these names. Folks, if you have these gels, don't use them. If you've got this hand sanitizer, don't. You know, that scared the crap out of me. You know, when you travel around, and if you were going into stores, a lot of places had, you know, these hand sanitizers, some not even marked, and, you know, other brands you never heard of. And I'm going to give you some of these brands that you, like, never heard of. And folks, these products, they ran rampant with no oversight, a rush to make this this crap, and then you end up with high levels of benzene. You're rubbing it into your skin. It gets absorbed. And next thing you know, you could be using a carcinogenic product multiple times a day. A lot of these were purchasable on Amazon, sold at Target stores. One of the more contaminated hand sanitizers was sold as a Baby Yoda-themed bottle. My God. And the worst of these benzene-contaminated hand sanitizers began being sold around April or May of last year, as we were gripped by the beginning of this pandemic. Yeah, I guess the benzene's been taken out of most of the products, but what about the stuff that's still sitting around? Yeah, so earlier this year, the FDA issued an alert on hand sanitizer products from Mexico. You know, you had a bunch of the Mexican hand sanitizer products, and they were apparently containing methanol. And that's another form of alcohol, methanol, which is toxic when it's absorbed through the skin. That could be life-threatening if you ingest it. And here are the brands. This just came out this Wednesday, so this is a fresh list. If you have these brands, do not rub it into your hands. Do not drink it. Do not use it as salad dressing. Yeah, this is a March 24th report, and the brands identified as containing benzene, Art Naturals, Sensational Soaps and Candles Incorporated, Huang Jisu. Folks, I'm not putting any Huang Jisu on my hands. I'm telling you that right now. That's, by the way, that's spelled Huang, H-U-A-N-G, J-I-S-O-O, Huang Jisu. Hey, honey, would you like some Huang Jisu on your hands? Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. The Huang Jisu, I don't think that's made in Kalamazoo. No. True Wash, the Creme Shop. Obviously not the the creme de la creme there. Then we have the Star Wars Mandalorian, Body Prescriptions, Born Basic, Beauty Concepts, Pure Logic, Miami Carry-On, what? Natural Wonders, that's W-U-N-D-E-R-Z, Wonders, Clean, Protect, Sanitize, Pure Ties, and Hand Clean 100. Not to be confused with Haircut 100. What was that song they did? Remember that? Thank you. Love Plus One. Andrew. So there you go. That's the list of hand sanitizers that you need to avoid. All right, so there you have it. I also saw, Sue, you got to get this video. You know, it's up on my morning show website, so you can grab it from there. Grab this video. This is ridiculous. Yeah, go to my MJ Morning Show website, grab the. There is a nose-only COVID mask. Nose-only. Your mouth is fully exposed, and you got this little bitty mini mask. It looks like a full mask that would cover your nose and your mouth, but it's a little bitty mini mask. And what is the mini mask used for? Why does it just cover your nose? First of all, I'm going to tell you right, this is ridiculous looking. It could be the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. This is out of Mexico, and researchers created this nose-only COVID mask to use while you're eating. So wait a minute, you're covering your nose, but your mouth, you're eating, stuff could be flying out of your mouth. What is the purpose of this? And it looks absolutely asinine beyond description. It looks absolutely. Scout is looking at the picture right now, and Scout said, "Yeah, that's ridiculous." That was Scout back barking in the background. Yeah. Well, first of all, when you cover your nose, you're going to interfere with your taste. Because whether you know this or not, I think, you know, some do, some don't, that your nose and your scent or your sense of smell, the ability to smell, runs concurrently with your taste buds. So taste and smell go hand in hand. You can try this. You know, a lot of times if you're totally stuffed up and you can't breathe, your taste is affected. Or ever try holding your nose and so you can't smell and then eat? It doesn't taste the same. You derive the best benefits from taste when you can also smell. So here you have this. Sue, do you see the video on this thing? Is this not the dopiest looking thing you've ever seen? All right, we'll get this video up. This is a Mexican import. Thank you. As well as the methanol-contaminated hand sanitizer. This is making a comeback. The chatter about taxing you by the mile as you drive, which I don't like this. I've got such concerns over privacy, but guess what? Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary of the Biden administration, said today that he thought that it could be possible and that a new mileage tax showed a lot of promise. Of course, tax, 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 tax. And this would be the federal government. Some states already do this. Taxing you by the mile. And actually, states are the first to actually do this. I'll tell you right now, the states that are first in line here with taxing drivers by the mile, Oregon and Utah, and they've launched these first programs. There are some other pilot programs that are being run, and they're testing this technology. They're trying to build public support, and now, there is some bipartisan support. And as I'm mentioning here, we've got Buttigieg, who today said, quote, if we believe in that so-called user pays principle, the gas tax used to be the obvious way to do it, it's not anymore. This is Buttigieg. He was on CNBC, did an interview. He said a so-called vehicle miles travel tax or mileage tax, whatever you want to call it, could be the way to do it. And we have the Biden administration here. They're looking for ways to, you know, pay for this horrifically expensive infrastructural program. We're talking multi-trillions of dollars here. The Biden administration, they want to spend an absolute fortune for infrastructure in this country. We're already closing in on $30 trillion as far as our debt. And now trillions more could be added for an infrastructural plan. And what Buttigieg is saying is, you know, maybe we ought to look at this. And, of course, mileage taxes have been, well, somewhat criticized, and rightfully so, because of a disproportionate taxation on lower-income individuals that might have to drive a farther distance to work. And also Democrats are looking at, oh, hey, maybe we can jack some more tax on these people, too. Everybody. These people as in all of Americans. So is this a way to supplement fuel taxes? So you have the tax at the pump. You've got the federal and state taxes on gasoline. And keep in mind, I want to say, is it 26? So give me the current federal tax. And, of course, state tax is going to vary. State and local tax is going to vary. What is the current federal tax on gasoline? I thought it was like somewhere between like 24 and 26 cents a gallon, if I'm not mistaken. And then you add your local taxes on top of that. I mean, a lot of people don't realize the taxes that are built into your fuel already. So do you think that they would take away the federal, state, and local tax on gas and then tax you by the mile? No. Well, there's a proposal potentially to do that, but also you've got many of these tax and spend Democrats, they're going to want to add to it. So the normal tax that goes on the gas, and then, hey, let's hit them with a mileage tax. We'll tax you per mile that you drive. All right, 18.4. And maybe the diesel, what's the diesel tax? All right, so that's what I'm thinking, 24, 26 cents. All right, so 18.4% federal tax on gasoline. 18.4, and maybe it's the diesel that's like 20. What is that? So 20, is that 22%? 22% for diesel. What? 20? Hang on. So just yell it out. What is it? Just yell. 20. That's what. It's 24.4%. I was thinking of the diesel tax. All right. So regular gas tax from the feds is 18.4. And then the federal diesel tax is 24.4%. So, again, the noise is heating up on a tax per mile that you drive. Now, if that replaced other taxes, you got to do the math. What would the tax rate be? And I got to believe that they believe they can raise more tax, that you'd be paying more, right? But you know what the issue is for me? The big issue for me, on top of I don't want to be taxed to death, is privacy. And the fact that they can track you. The fact that there would have to be some type of a device that would track your miles driven. And to me, that is a red alert. That is a flashing red beacon of privacy concerns where they could track you even more. How you drive, where you drive, the distance you drive. So from a privacy standpoint, that is, for me, that's a deal killer. You know, forget about the fact that they're probably going to try to, you know, jack us around for higher taxes and a higher tax rate. Trust me, they're not doing this to get lower taxes. But just a heads up, just a warning here, folks, that they're making noise on this tax. So states are leading the way. States are doing this first in these pilot programs that I brought up in Oregon and Utah. All right, I got some final thoughts, and I got a lightning round a couple of things. Final items, final segment on a Friday, next on Schnitt. Stand by, folks.
This is the Schnitt Show. Schnitt List is on.
SchnittShow.com.
All right, final thing I want to mention here today on Schnitt, before we head off for the weekend, is how that Atlanta Publix supermarket shopper was stopped with, like, what, six guns and body armor? This is really, truly an amazing story. And this, of course, on the heels of the horror at the King Supers in Boulder, Colorado. Turns out that it was an alert Instacart shopper. You know, the grocery shopping service. The guy that was in an Atlanta Publix supermarket, six guns, body armor. It was an Instacart shopper that overheard clicking sounds in the restroom. So the guy was he racking rounds? In semi-automatic guns. I saw he had some revolvers as well, but he had a shotgun. He had an AR-style weapon as well. The worker, Charles Russell, getting credit for stopping a Rico Marley, a 22-year-old, from walking through Publix with pistols, a fully loaded revolver, an AR-15, a shotgun. It was amazing. So the Instacart shopper told the manager, call 911. They did. The cops arrive, waiting outside of the bathroom as the suspect walks out. And the cop immediately says, on the ground, don't move. What was this guy planning? Why was he in Publix with six guns, including an AR? Was this going to be a copycat massacre? Instacart shopper, good work. See you Monday, folks.